If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, and yourself?
Yes, excellent. Thank you. All right. This morning, we're going to talk. We're going to start the conversation about Black Friday because it's coming soon to a madness near you.
Insanity near you, I must tell you. It's not even madness. Just for those few people who don't know what Black Friday is, essentially, the day after Thanksgiving in the U.S. was the start of the holiday shopping season. And it translated into a huge discount fest where every retailer, especially the online retailers, really tried to entice every single shopper into an early start to the Christmas shopping and the holiday shopping season, and offered enormous range of discounts, specials, you name it. And it's spread across the world. It's launched in many countries across the world. And about 3-4 years ago, it started taking hold in South Africa. And it has massive implications. And never mind the fact that we're having a bit of a tough year and money is tight. But essentially, what is this 2019 Black Friday, which is the 29th, the weekend. In fact, it's a weekend shopping spree. It starts on the Friday, the 29th, and runs all the way through to Cyber Monday, which was traditionally the electronic selling day. And in fact, Take a Lot Tuesday. So it's going to be a fairly long 4 or 5 day shopping extravaganza. There are a couple of real challenges here, and this is where the whole tech angle comes in. In previous years, simply because of the sheer volume and the sheer hype and the sheer success of the growth of this phenomenon in South Africa, people would log on at 1 minute past 12 on Friday morning and try to buy some of those enticing specials, and systems would simply crash. The Take a Lot site, the macro site, tons of sites essentially just shut down from the sheer load of shoppers trying to get those deals. And this continued intermittently across payment platforms. Who would imagine that MasterCard and Visa and their systems would shut down from the sheer overload of people trying to throw their money at the various retailers? So this year, a lot has been done. And interestingly, a lot has been done with regard to the actual back-end stuff. So a lot of the retailers have outsourced their stuff to AWS, Amazon Web Services. They've tried to scale their online shopping platforms enormously, and they've promised shoppers that there would be, if not no interruptions, there definitely will be some sort of benefit for them in going online and shopping. So let's hope that the systems are robust. Let's hope the shoppers perhaps are patient, but it's going to be quite a thing coming in the next, well, it's next weekend. It's not this weekend, it's next weekend. The one real comment, and this is where I think it gets really scary, is that don't be caught up in the hype. That's the only thing I will say. Go check your prices online across all the various things. If you see a Black Friday deal, just do a simple Google on that deal across, just Google that product. It's quite simple. You don't even have to have a shopping site. Just Google that product and put Price South Africa at the end of your Google and see what comes up. There are a lot of price check. There are a lot of comparison websites that will tell you if that deal is actually a great deal, because I would say about 30 to 40% of these so-called Black Friday deals are not deals at all. So rather than just simply believe the hype, get involved in this massive shopping spree that's coming up. If you're looking for a specific item, start tracking it now. Start checking it online now using simply Google. It'll take you to a number of comparison sites like PriceCheck and others, and you'll start, and the advertising from the various Take a Lots and Dion Wired and all the guys out there. That's on the tech stuff. But interestingly, Black Friday extends to flight prices, to insurance. There's a whole host. Everyone's trying to climb on the bandwagon. So really, all I'm saying is, yes, there may be amazing, amazing deals, especially in the tech space. If you're holding out for that new laptop or new cell phone or new anything, I'm sure there will be amazing deals, but don't get caught up in the hype. Try to try to use technology to find out if it actually is the very, very best deal, and look at all the other issues around it, when it'll be delivered, how much the delivery costs. So don't just blindly go where shoppers go and spend your money without checking all the stuff properly.
There seems to be a bit of a credibility issue, on two aspects. One is from the actual tech robustness of the tech, because we've seen year after year a lot of these sites crashing. And then I remember last year sometime there was a report, I think it was on Business Insider, that showed how some of the sites, and it's not all of them, I want to be very clear on that, would see price increases over a period before Black Friday in order to reduce them. How is it looking credibility-wise?
Well, essentially, there's nothing for nothing. No retailer can give stuff away. There has to be a minimum profit. And the old trick of a couple of sort of loss leaders, as they called, and then get people in on the hype and then sell other products that are normal or even slightly higher priced, is a standard retailer trick. It happens all the time. It happens at Pick and Pay when you wander down to your local one. So loss leaders are always the bait to catch the shoppers. So be aware of that. I don't think it's entirely that cynical where people, I haven't seen any reports on that happening this year. Let's put it that way. I'm not saying it didn't happen in the past. It did. But again, just check your pricing. Start now before Black Friday. It's 2 weeks away. It's 10 days away. Start checking prices now, and you'll very easily catch out those who try to play that game. But understand, in the retail world, these guys have to make a profit. They cannot give you 40, 50, 60, 70% discount and make a profit. Mm-hmm. Yes, the major distributors like Samsung and all the guys in the tech space are doing quite good deals. And I think there will be value to be had. But the simple fact is that if you sell too much stuff at a loss, you just lose more money. So there's no magic in this. Some things will be a great deal, but just stay rational. Check pricing from now. Check that the deal is actually a deal. Just stay a little bit cynical and see how it pans out and what's available and where, and do some comparison shopping. Just because Checkers, for example, is selling one washing powder super cheap on Black Friday doesn't mean everything that Checkers sell on that day will be cheap.
I think so that's really the important
shop around, important yeah, and thing. Be smart about it. But realize that it's a shopping hype, and that's the danger of the whole thing. People have used social media, technology, you name it, to hype up a day to get people really excited about buying. And yes, there will be great deals, but you're quite right. Just stay a little bit cynical, check things out, make sure that what you're getting is actually what you want, number one, and whether the price actually is a really good deal.
And Cyber Monday, is that a South African thing or a
No. That actually is still a continuation of the Black Friday American thing. So Cyber Monday, generally, all the stores went on sale on Black Friday across everything, from software to online stores, books, you know, Target. All the top retailers had a sale. That generally continued through the weekend, but specifically Cyber Monday became the technology hot day because it just got too big. And that is exactly what we're going to have in South Africa. I mean, Checkers does sell a bit of technology, but they're not known for it. But Dion Wired and some of the other big take-a-lots and the big online retailers are going to highlight general goods on Black Friday along with everything else and then continue it through to Cyber Monday. So Cyber Monday is the so-called big tech day. And I would actually tell people that it's a good idea to keep your eye on this because there will be great specials of certain things. All I'm saying really is that amongst those specials, there are going to be a couple of little click and bait type stories where you'll get normal priced or even slightly higher priced goods nestling in amongst the deals. So just be aware, stay awake. And again, technology is your friend. Google's a wonder at ferreting out these things. So Google everything you want to buy. Take 2 seconds, keep a browser window open on your deal you want to buy, and use another browser window just to check the price and make sure that your retailer's playing straight with you. So I think credibility is a big thing, but the retailers have caught on to this. You can't You can't fool all the people all the time. Absolutely. And there's probably very little dishonesty out there. But retail's a business. You need to make money, and you need to sell goods at a profit to make money.
Absolutely right, Stephen Ambrose. That's where we leave it. You can catch a full hour of Stephen's show. That's 11 o'clock on Thursday. It is 8:45.